Mabuhay! Welcome to Araling World Podcast. I'm your host, Albine Bodo. This episode will help you build your Tagalog vocabulary, improve your Tagalog pronunciation, or learn Tagalog simple sentence construction. Yes, here I'm saying marunong means
knowledgeable.
Yes, that is an adjective. And Simon knows what marunong is now. And also the other one, Simon, alam, is that what you said? Alam versus marunong. Alam also is aware. I think alam means aware or known. I've known it. All right? No. Alam or no is the good translation. Alessandra, as a teacher, as much as possible, I don't want to say the words in English.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I do as much as possible. Alam. Simon, please say alam.
Alam.
Alam. Alessandra, please say alam.
Alam.
Oh. Alessandra. Means yes. To Alessandra, pronunciation is not a problem. It's not a problem. We have the same sounds most of the time, especially on vowels and some consonants. Now, alam. Alam ko means I know. Alam ko. Alam ko. Alam ko means I know. Simon,
good. Yeah, about.
And then marunong ako. Marunong ako means I can do something or I know something. Marunong ako means like I can do it. I'm trained. I'm experienced. Marunong ako.
Can I ask a quick question?
Okay.
Why do you use the first pronoun on the first one and the second pronoun? No, first pronoun and the second one, the first pronoun and the first one. If that makes sense.
That is a nice observation, Simon. And it seems like it's difficult to find the answer or difficult to explain. Let me see. It looks like marunong ako. Do you remember object focus versus actor focus? Right? So marunong ako sounds like a verb here, Simon, although it's an adjective. So ako, marunong ako, like in verb, gumana ako.
I think that maybe alam ko is like when someone is talking to you something and you want to say like I know, so you say alam ko. And then marunong ako is like when something wants you to do something or it's talking about doing something like physically, whatever, and you know how to do that thing, so you send marunong ako.
Yeah, and
that makes sense
to you, Simon. And looks like, sounds like in the context of doing action. That's why I said it's
like an action.
In the context of action. Whereas alam ko in the context of a noun. So ko become possessive pronoun. Now it's still this can be difficult for learners in Tagalog. Tagalog pronouns can be confusing, right? Ko is also means I or me, but possessive or object pronoun, Simon.
Yeah.
So, alam ko sounds like noun, alam ko. Bag ko, teacher ko, no? Guro ko, no? Kaibigan. Yeah. Alessandra, do you know what kaibigan means?
No.
Kaibigan means friend.
We all are.
Let me write it here. Kaibigan. Kaibigan. So kaibigan ko. So from that, along that pattern ko, Simon likes a noun. Seems like it came from the group of noun. Alam ko, kaibigan ko, teacher ko.
So kaibigan ko, so every time, if I want to say my friend or the teacher or whatever, I have always to add the ko.
Oh,
teacher ko, kaibigan ko.
My friend, my teacher. This time, with the exception of I know, because you really cannot translate the phrase word for word. It's context. Context behind it. In Tagalog, alam looks like a noun to us. Alam ko. All right. Or we can do English, Taglish, aware ako. Simon, aware ako means I am aware. It's Taglish. Aware ako.
Got it.
Yeah. Got it. So this time you need to use ako here. I don't, for some reason, it's hard to explain when it comes to aware means noun in verb. It looks like when you tagalize the word aware, it turns into a context of action, verb, aware ako. I am aware ako. But Alexandra, I told you, as much as possible, I don't encourage these students in Tagalog to speak in Taglish. Simon, are we good? Alam ako versus marunong ako. Now, Simon, did it answer the question? Beforehand,
I think actually I draw this description from the new student.
Marunong versus
good. That's a good description. Makes sense now.
So I have a question then. Kilala ko, it's about when I know someone, when I have been known someone. Then
this
person thing. Yes.
Kilala means in the context of being what is this, meet up, meet kilala, or known person. It should be used to refer to a person. Kilala.
Exactly. Because kilala ko si Albin matagal na, so that I have known Albin matagal is for a long time.
Matagal for a long time. Alexandra, you're right. Kilala, you're frozen. Kilala also means know, right? Or I've met him or her. Kilala, familiar is a good word also, right? Familiar, kilala. Does it make sense to you, Alexandra?
Yes.
Familiar, kilala. No. But of course, you cannot say use it in an object like food. Kilala ko ang adobo. Do you know adobo? Alexandra, adobo. Huh? Adobo.
Adobo.
Do you know what adobo is?
Well, I think for you it's kind of food, adobo.
Adobo.
But for us in Puerto Rico, it's like some kind of a lot of spices together, and you season the food with that.
It's the sauce, right? Or the spices, seasoning. Simon, do you know what adobo is?
Yeah.
Filipino.
Part
of culinary.
Very popular.
popular. Now, you cannot say kilala ko ang adobo. No, don't do that. Don't say that. Because kilala, use it to your person. Right? Let me see that. It's wrong. Kilala or alam ko ang adobo. Alam ko ang adobo. Right? I know.
I think it will be marunong ako adobo, no? Because I can do something, no?
It can be a more advanced lesson on verbs. Mag adobo, you noun, you can conjugate it into a verb. Marunong akong mag adobo. Simon, you're familiar with that pattern.
I never heard of mag adobo.
Okay.
I never heard of that. Mag. Had an adobo, but never mag.
Mag adobo.
Marurung, marurung ako mag. How do you write that mag? M-A-G.
Let me do it here. Let me write it here for you, and also for Simon, of course. Marunong akong mag adobo. Marunong akong mag adobo, Simon. Familiar with the pattern?
Yeah, just okay. I haven't heard of mag adobo before.
Marunong. Now our focus would be on three words. We will find a difference. Let me write it here. Our focus would be alam, and then marunong, and then kilala. Right? That is this. We will always return to this topic, right? So that our session for today was like there's focus. There is a main topic. Although sometimes we tend to divert into other topic like verb conjugation. Right? Glad you stuck with us. This is still Albine, but me and our today's guest will be back promptly. Hey, I wish to know if you're benefiting from my show. I ask for your monetary support. Read the podcast description and click the Support This Podcast link. Be a supporter by sending me some money every month. That way, you help me sustain the creation of educational content like this. Marunong means I know or no. Alam also no. Kilala means no or familiar. Good?
Right.
Yeah. So, with regards to adobo, you cannot say kilala ko ang adobo. No. Kilala ko si Albine. Kilala ko si Sam Simon. Kilala ko si Alexandra. So, person. Person only. Now, mag-adobo. Alexandra, that is from noun conjugated into a verb. It becomes mag-verb. That means I know how to do adobo, or I know how to cook adobo. Right? I'm sorry.
You don't use luto then. You use.
You can, but you can shorten it. But the locals or natives already, like by context, they know mag adobo means what you do to make
with adobo. Yeah.
There's a context behind it. It's an action to create adobo, mag adobo. So it's also okay. Marunong akong magluto ng adobo. Are you familiar with that word? Alexandra Magluto. This time, is it not too advanced for you? You can catch up anyway, right? Mm-hmm. Marunong akong. By the way, Simon, Alexandra is just really starting to study.
Oh, wow.
But I'm impressed.
Yes, you're doing very well.
Uh-oh.
You're doing very well.
Salamat. Salamat.
Well, man.
So, Alexandra, because you are quite fast.
Oh, okay. Then mag is the shortened for magluto then.
No, it's not shortened. It's mag is the indication prefix. I say it prefix to indicate that you are using the word as a verb. Mag verb, mag luto. Luto is the root word, means cook. Mag luto, to cook. Mag luto, infinitive, to cook adobo. Marunong akong mag luto ng adobo. Alexandra means I know how to cook adobo. Right?
So it's not the same like marunong. Marunong akon mag adobo. It's not that you are shortening the word magluto. It's not the same thing.
Cancel. You can cancel the word magluto. So because
just mag.
There is what do you call that? Mutual understanding among natives that there's a context behind it. To cook adobo. So extended version, right, Simon? Extended version.
Yeah. You think when you're talking about the adobo, it's food, you think it's about cooking, even though it's not literally the word cooking, basically. Is that right?
Totoo.
Tama.
Simon, tama, tama. Right? By context, adobo, something you want me to do, how to make adobo. Marunong akong mag-adobo.
Mag-adobo.
Yeah. The adobo becomes a verb, mag-adobo. Good, Simon. Yeah. Mag verb. Out of noun, naging mag verb. Mag adobo. Alright. Marunong akong magluto. Marunong akong magluto is just as simple as how to cook. I know how to cook. Right, Alexandra? Marunong akong magluto. Okay. And then you want to make it more specific. Marunong akong magluto ng pansit. You know, pansit. Nang marunong akong magluto ng, what else?
Curry.
A lot of Filipino dishes. Alexandra, will you please give us a certain Puerto Rican dish?
marunong ako magluto ng pernil.
Spelling for, please.
P-E-R-N-I-L.
Oh, pernil.
Anon yan. What's that?
Ano yan, pernil?
Pernil is a very, is very similar to the one that you do in the Philippines. Oh. Like the pork in the stick.
Pork in this, meat on a stick, and then roast it. Is that what you mean?
Well, yeah, but it's like the pork, the complete pork, and then you up in the stick, and then you cook it
the intestines, not the intestines, like the intestines.
Is it not intestine? No, she didn't mention intestine.
No,
Filipino food, isn't it? Like that.
Okay. Okay, so pernil, Simon, let's take it as just popular Puerto Rico dish.
Yeah. Especially in Christmas.
Interesting.
Nice.
Say it again, Alexandra. Marunong
akong magluto ng pernil.
Yay! Simon, do you cook? Nagluluto ka ba, Simon?
Yeah, Oppo.
Give me a certain dish that you cook.
Let me think of something different. Spaghetti bolognese.
Yay!
Spaghetti. Maruna ako magluto nan spaghetti bolognese.
Okay, very nice. Okay, now that is marunong, right? Let's return to our main topic, which is alam. We can also use alam with adobo. Alam ko ang adobo. We can say that, right? What does it mean when you say alam ko ang adobo?
I know. Adobo.
Adobo. I know adobo, or I know what adobo is.
Yeah.
Alam ko, I know adobo. So it doesn't mean that you can cook it. You just know it. I'm familiar with that. Alam ko ang adobo. Alam ko ang pernil. Alam ko ang spaghetti bolognese. Did I say it right?
Bolognese.
Wala na.
Italian.
Alam ko, I know something. Alam ko ang. Ang is a marker, subjective marker, Alexandra. Ang, sometimes, most of the time, it translates to the, T-H-E.
The adobo.
ang adobo. Oh, fill in the blank. Alam ko ang. Simon, can you say something? Alam ko ang.
Alam ko ang. Science. Alam ko ang science.
Science. Oh, oh. Science. Or in Tagalog, we say ciencia.
Ciencia.
I don't know in Puerto Rico if they say it.
Ciencia.
Oh, Tagalog say ciencia.
Spanish, is it? Spanish.
Ciencia.
Yeah. Alam ko ang ciencia. Or so, Taglish, you can say alam ko ang science.
Yeah, but we write it, we write it differently.
You write it different with C. With C.
We write it C I E N C I A. Ciencia.
Because in the past, original Filipino alphabet, there are no letters C. There's no letter F, there was no letter V, so limited consonants on Filipino. Yeah, to me, it's simpler. We are more on sound, how we say it. So S, the letter for that. Okay. Anyway, Alexandra, if you sign up for one-on-one coaching, I will explain it in depth, right? Now another one, Simon. Alam ko ang, please. Other than science.
Alam ko ang Kontilan na Tagalog.
Alam ko ang Tagalog is better. Alam ko ang Tagalog. Alam ko ang Tagalog, konti lang. So, with disclaimer. With caution. Alam ko ang Tagalog, konti lang. Alexandra, I know Tagalog, just few. Konti means few. Kaunti or konti? Kaunti, few. Konti lang. Just few. Now your turn, Alessandra, please fill in the blank. Alam ko ang something.
I was going to say the same thing that Simon says.
Something else. Isa pa.
Okay. Alam ko ang Spanish.
Yay! Alam ko ang Spanish. Spanish. What else?
Alam ko ang Portuguese.
Yay, alam ko ang Portuguese.
Wow, so many languages, everyone. I struggle with one, learning one.
Alam ko, what else? English, of course, right? Alam, diba?
Alam ko.
Now, let's.
And English.
Alexandra, so you mentioned it's enumerated Spanish. Portu. I'm confused with the spelling. Yeah, is tama ba to? With E sa dulo? And then at English.
Alam ko ang Spanish, Portuguese, at English.
At means end.
Okay.
Please read it, Simon, your turn.
Alam ko ang Spanish, Portuguese, at English.
Yeah, very good with alam, Miss. I know. Alam ko. And what else? Marunong. We're good with marunong. Marunong akong mag-Tagalog. Marunong akong mag-English. Marunong akong mag-Portuguese. Marunong akong something else. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, now, so it seems that we're done with marunong and alam and kilala.
So how is Bruce? Kumusta Bruce?
Kumusta si Bruce? Si Bruce, nasa trabaho siya ngayon. Mabuti siya. Tagalog, it's alright. Bumili siya ng bagong equipment. Bumili si Bruce ng bagong equipment. Isang kiln. No? Bumili siya ng kiln para sa Trabajo. Did you get me Tagalog?
He's going to buy something new. Is it?
Past tense, it was done, bought.
He bought something new.
Ayan. Are you familiar with this?
Oh, it's this one. Hold on. Kill, no.
Yeah. Something that, because he has projects, meron siyang proyekto about glass bending. Bumili siya because I know you're familiar. I think you're familiar with the glass should be subjected to high temperature so that it gets bended.
You need a hot kiln, yeah.
Bumili siya ng kiln tapos nasa familiarization pa lang siya. Inaalam pa lang ni Bruce ang proseso or paggamit ng kiln. So he is just studying, self-studying, especially is programmable. Astig! That's one episode of our weekly coaching call. Thanks to the participants in this tutorial. If you wish to join us on a session like this, kindly see our schedule at aralinworld.com. And that's aralinworld.com. aralinworld.com. This has been Albine. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon with another Tagalog tutorial. Usap tayo!